Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for July 28th in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is indeed hour one of two, and the goal remains the same. That is simple, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We believe the checks and balances inspired by the Almighty put in place by the founders, brilliant, and the solution to our problems. We don't need a revolution, but a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. No doubt, big time necessary. We need your help. LibertyRoundtable.com is our website. You are locked onto the right channel for solutions, that's for sure. You know, we're different than other radio broadcasts. We don't focus on all the problems and then leave you hanging. We bring to the table solutions. Solutions that we've known for a couple of hundred years. Believe it or not, many of the solutions we've known for thousands of years. That's right, return to what made America great, ladies and gentlemen. All right, a quick recap of yesterday's show. We talked about the Boy Scouts are poised to end a ban on gay leaders. The new policy, they say, will allow church-ran units or chartered Boy Scout organizations the ability to pick leaders that stand by their moral precepts. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has always had the right to select their own Scout leaders based on their moral and religious beliefs. That hasn't changed. Now, there's a greater update to this, which we'll get to in a second. At time of broadcast yesterday, the updated statement from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints was not yet released. We're looking for other religious organization statements as well. But anyway, that's what we had at the time yesterday. Amazon wants to build drive-up grocery stores. We talked about that, and Sam launched into a monologue about what the future looks like for America and for the world, really. Bobby Jindal calls for states to follow Louisiana's lead into toughening up, well, he would call them gun laws. I would say the violation of your Second Amendment. Shame on you, Bobby. Don't you understand the Constitution, my friend? Well, maybe Bobby Jindal's not constitutionally qualified to serve either, huh? Mr. Murdoch, speaking out to Fox News, don't help Donald Trump. Fox backing Trump, CNN not happy about it. I think it's all a big old game, personally. A lot of people love what Trump's doing. I think he says some right things. But I'm almost convinced he's playing the unique spot of the spoiler. Could it be that Jeb Bush is the Republican candidate? Or maybe a Marco Rubio? Could it be that Hillary Clinton is the Democratic candidate? And could it be that good old the Donald pulls a 1993 and Clinton gets in again? Just wondering. GOP's nightmare, an independent or a third party Donald Trump. Time will tell. That was 1 hour of Liberty Roundtable Live yesterday, still available on demand at libertyroundtable.com. Hour two, our guest, Pete Sepp, NTU.org. We talked about a lot of the tax abuses we're facing. We talked about the Republicans are dreaming of shooing away Donald Trump, but they better think twice. He might bail. Sam calls for a constitutional apportionment tax in lieu of all other taxes. Listener TZ chimes in and says, hey, an apportioned tax would tax the productive and those on welfare in the state equally. He's right about that. That's why it's a non-direct tax. Doesn't hostily attack your income. Senate GOP leaders are slamming Ted Cruz for calling Mitch McConnell a liar. I think Ted is right as rain on that. Even if he isn't constitutionally qualified to be president, he's still right. He still does a lot of good. Mr. Ted Cruz, speaking up, calling McConnell a liar. Where's Rand Paul and others to stand with Ted Cruz on that reality check, huh? The insiders are attacking Cruz big time now. Look out, says Pete Sepp of the National Taxpayers Union, for two kinds of taxes, both of them internet taxes. One, taxes on your internet service. And then also look out for the push for internet sales tax. They're going to shove more taxes down your throat, ladies and gentlemen. Beware. It'll even be the Republicans to get that done. Please urge the EPA to get food out of our fuel tanks by lowering the ethanol mandate. So you got a federal government mandating that you take food and put it in your gas tank, folks. It's a horrible plan. People will drive around hungry. I mentioned that. Pete Sepp said, yeah, that's exactly what's going on. It's inefficient. But again, your government's forcing that scenario. All right, that's a recap of the broadcast that we talked about yesterday. It's available on demand on your Roku player. Look in the special interest section of the Roku for the Liberty News Radio channel, live and on demand, radio free at your fingertips, or simply smile and go to libertyroundtable.com. Live and on demand, radio free, unique columnist content. We've got about 25 plus columnists to write for us up there. Check it out, libertyroundtable.com. If you decide, man, their efforts are just noteworthy, I want to help them. I believe they need to grow their presence in the media. You can donate if you go to libertyroundtable.com, click on Help Us Grow. And I find it fascinating. You know, it's hard to get people to donate to Liberty now. If we were like operating a porn site or something like that, the money would probably just roll in, huh? When we talk about freedom and liberty and God, family, country, and life, liberty, and property, and ooh, those folks are very, very, very hesitant to donate. Don't know why that is, but the more right your cause, the less support you end up getting. In modern day America, tragic but true. All right, Kirk Cosby's with me. Liberty Roundtable Live. News the networks refuse to use starts now. Hi, Kurt.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Doesn't it seem like the more right the cause, the more stellar you are for the truth, the tougher it is to raise funds and get support these days, huh, Kurt?
Well, we know this, that, you know, there are many, many things that people, well, you know, I mean, you see it all the time. How many different candidates, how many different entities are requesting your support? I mean, it's just, well, it's a pile. It's a passel. It's a monstrous amount. And so I know people are, I don't know if you'd call it stretched thin, but they're, you know, and that's one of the reasons we started the Give Me Liberty Fund, is we felt that people could, you know, by contributing and being part of that, they could literally save themselves money and then be able to, well, use that, those savings to support, well, not only us, but many other good things that, we have, you know, we're acquainted with.
You got that right. News the networks refuse to use starts now. Headline from the KSL boys in Salt Lake City, one of the largest AM-FM combo radio stations in the state. BSA ends gay ban on adults. LDS Church to reexamine longtime association. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has a statement. Kurt has the details. And I mentioned, Kurt, this statement was not available at when we went to broadcast yesterday, but it came out after that, and so thus the
great
update.
Point. Yeah, and, you know, it's, well, anyway, the bottom line is they voted, this National Executive Board, the Boy Scouts of America, voted 45-12. Now, that's a pretty big, you know, I mean, it wasn't like 24-25. It was 45-12 to end the organization's blanket ban on gay adult or leaders. Yeah.
And now, so that means basically 79% voted in favor, Kurt.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big...
It was a smackdown,
smack
buddy.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
They say the change in policy would still allow church-sponsored BSA units to disallow openly gay leaders for religious reasons. The piece from KSL goes on to say, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints released the following statement in response to the change in BSA policy. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is deeply troubled by today's vote, by the Boy Scouts of America National Executive Board. In spite of a request to delay the vote, it was scheduled at a time in July when the members of the church's governing councils are out of their offices and do not meet. When the leadership of the church resumes its regular schedule of meetings in August, the century-long association with scouting will need to be examined.
Details in seconds, ladies and gentlemen. We'll tell you about it. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. Sam and Kurt, news the networks refuse to use, straight ahead on your radio.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211 and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
With news the networks refuse to use.
All right.
You're listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. The BSA, Boy Scouts of America, ends ban on gay adults. Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, well, they're concerned big time. They're going to examine their long-time, century-long association. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is reevaluating scouting program. Kurt's in the middle of the official statement. Kurt?
Yeah, there you go. They say the church has always welcomed all boys to its scouting units, regardless of sexual orientation. However, the admission of openly gay leaders is inconsistent with the doctrines of the church and what have traditionally been the values of the Boy Scouts of America. As a global organization with members in 170 countries, the church has long been evaluating the limitations that fully one half of its youth face where scouting is not available. Those worldwide needs combined with this vote by the BSA National Executive Board will be carefully reviewed by the leaders of the church in the weeks ahead.
So we don't know what's going to happen, nor do we pretend to. The guidance that we had yesterday was, hey, the church has long pushed for their ability to select their own leaders, and as a charter member, they could do that. That still remains in effect. But the overwhelming nature of the leadership, 79% backing, and this is the problem, Kurt, this openly gay agenda. It's one thing for people to have their own opinions or thoughts or beliefs on sexual orientation, and that's not going to be really a problem. In other words, we believe people can think as they wish and feel as they wish. What they can't do, in my mind, is provide leadership positions for young, impressionable men. And then when you say openly gay, what does that mean, Kurt? And the point that we're getting at here is, instead of it being just a preference, an opinion, a belief, a feeling, it's promoted. When you're openly gay, Kurt, you're not just a gay person, or that you have thoughts or feelings or beliefs in that regard, or a tendency towards. It's you're open, meaning that you're promoting it. You're wearing it on your sleeve. You're going to advocate for that position. In my humble opinion, and I certainly don't speak for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, I am a member, but I don't speak for them. I'm not in the leadership. Okay, so these are just my own opinions. But that is that, how do you be openly gay, Kurt, and then be a leader of the Boy Scouts when the Boy Scout, I think it's the Boy Scout oath, it ends and says, you know what? Physically straight, right?
Well, you know, and I just don't see how an individual can be a, quote, leader and then, well, not have those, I mean, if he has those feelings or those beliefs, that can't really be a hidden kind of thing. We want leaders, in my opinion, that lead in the right way. And that is the God-given, you know, examples of husbands and wives and parents, families, children. You know, the way God made that, Sam.
And so, and we don't speak for the church. We don't know what their decision is going to be. But there's two reasons. One, this global need that the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has, where a lot of companies don't, or countries don't have scouting. So it's an attempt to address that and saying, hey, you know what? We're just drifting apart further and further in terms of our beliefs and our expectations and our understandings and our goals and our fundamental belief systems, et cetera, the doctrine we teach. And so I don't know what's going to happen, but time will tell. And there was an updated statement.
What do you expect here, Sam?
My guess.
You were going to give the, you know, look into the crystal ball and, you know.
My guess is that the church is going to do one of two things. Either they're going to announce a program right now that, you know what, we're going to be leaving the Boy Scouts and we've got our own replacement program already ready to go. Or that they will say, okay, you know what, we've talked to the Boy Scout leadership and with this and this and this in place, we'll stay. But what I see is an eventual breaking apart, Kurt. There's no other choice, because here's what happens. At first you say, well, you chartered churches can have your own rules and still elect or appoint your leadership based on your moral compass, based on your belief systems. But eventually then, like I told you remember how I said yesterday, these leaders, these gay leaders, are gonna lie, or I don't know, be stealth, whatever you want to say, and get in leadership positions. Then they're gonna sue, Kurt. They're gonna say, look, I'm in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, or I'm in the Baptist Church, or I'm in the whatever chartered organization, and I'm gay, but I was forced to go undercover. And now I'm coming out, if you will, and so now I'm gay, and I'm in the Boy Scouts, and I'm a leader in this chartered deal, and I'm going to sue because their charter doesn't trump my freedom. Even the Boy Scouts agrees with me, and this charter organization really is kind of rogue. I know that the rules allow for their idea, but not at my personal rights expense. And what you're going to get is these leaders in stealth that are going to basically blow the whistle, cause lawsuits, and create even a greater fracture. Again, the Boy Scouts once they caved the first time, Kurt, it's a slippery slope. And these gay and lesbian leaders have an agenda. And the agenda is not to have equality before the law. The agenda is to have preferential treatment before the law and to destroy Christianity. Now, you say, Sam, I have a friend or I have a neighbor or I have a brother or a sister or somebody who's gay. I've talked to them about this, Sam. You're wrong. It isn't a big old conspiracy. That's not true. They just want to be treated fairly. They just want to be recognized. They don't want to be persecuted. They don't want to be abused. They want a fair chance at the law and a fair chance for their rights, and they want contractually to be equal to everybody else. Okay, I get that. I get that for the average gay or lesbian individual that you may know. But it's kind of the same thing in government, Kurt. The average person that works for the government is not your enemy either. It's probably your neighbor or the average school teacher. You know, they're your neighbor. They're your friend. They go to your church. They're your grandma. They're your sister. They're your niece. They're your whatever. Your brother. Okay. They're good people, most of them. That doesn't change the fact that the leadership has been shanghaied. The leadership really tells the tale. So you've got a very small leadership of gay and lesbian leaders who have this hostile, belligerent, divisive, destructive agenda. And the rank and file aren't even aware of it. Same thing's true in government. You've got a sick, twisted, rogue element within government that's destroying all that we hold dear. The rank and file, average people aren't part of it or even aware of it to a great degree. In fact, they almost believe because they're in, quote, an organization that they know better and that it's not really happening. But it is. And so I don't believe that the person that you may know that's a gay person, Kurt, or a lesbian, has this sinister agenda. I don't believe that. I know gay people. I have a best friend that's gay. He knows I don't agree with his lifestyle. Okay? But he also doesn't have destructive intentions. I'm positive of that. However, his leadership does, whether he's aware of it or not. And I think that's what we've got here, Kurt, and that's the problem, and I think that's, this is just my personal opinion again. That's why I think the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints at first was fine with, hey, you know what? We have our own charter. We're going to be able to elect our own leaders, and it's okay. Or appoint our own leaders, however you want to call it. In the church, it's not really appointment or election is the reason I'm hesitating slightly here. We believe that the leaders are called of God, and then they are sustained, which is, you know, not really an election, but it is support, sustaining. It's not really appointment if you believe that God inspires you to call certain people. It would be, you know, anyway, it's a different discussion. But the reason I tell you all that is to say, I think that the church was fine with that until they found out, you know what, 79% of the leadership promotes this gay agenda, Kurt. If you have that kind of overwhelming smackdown support for you, what's next? When's the next shoe going to drop? And I think it was less than 2 years ago when I told you this was happening about gay leaders. I said so. I said, look, this is temporary. The gay leaders will be next. You watch. They won't have a choice. Now I'm telling you that you will have, by force, by lawsuit, by hook, by crook, by secrecy, by stealth, by dishonesty, by whatever it takes, they will eventually railroad the charter organizations. And I don't know whether the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints will leave now, or whether they'll wait, but I'm telling you, the separation, I humbly believe, will occur. Quick pause on your radio.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
A Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
This half hour, Liberty Roundtable Live, is brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. As our buddy Joyce Riley says, do business with the good guys. Thepowermall.com with incredible herbs and health foods, books, videos, and more, all back in the sacred cause of liberty, all in support and defense of our founders, Christian principles, and more. Thepowermall.com. Tell them Sam and Kurt sent you today. Thepowermall.com. All right, so Kurt, I give you this big, long explanation. I'm not avoiding your question. I give this big, long explanation to explain my answer. And I don't know if the church will leave at this juncture or they'll reevaluate and try to give the Boy Scouts a little bit more, I don't know, leeway, whatever you want to say. But I know this. The church has different needs than the Boy Scouts. The Boy Scouts wants to be accepted by the world. The Boy Scouts wants to just cater to pressure. And that's kind of the departure from the 100-year stance of the Boy Scouts. And so, you know what? The Boy Scouts is leaving the church. The church isn't really leaving the Boy Scouts, if you will, if that makes sense. And I submit to you that if the real leadership in the gay and lesbian agenda truly wanted just equality before the law, they wanted to respect other rights as they want their own respected, there could be a coexistence of protection of religious beliefs, of self-determination, and of personal feelings and rights of conscience, if you will. There could be a coexisting of that. The problem is, like I told you, the rank and file may not know this in the gay and lesbian agenda, but the leaders, they don't want equality before the law. Kurt, they want special treatment. They want permission, carte blanche ability to indoctrinate their beliefs by force to everyone around them. In fact, they want special preferential treatment. You watch, write this down. The gay and lesbian agenda will eventually say, our lifestyle is preferable. See, the heterosexual lifestyle would make babies that will ruin the planet. You see, the baby makers, they will destroy the planet. I mean, you'll get too many people on the earth that breathe and eat and create toxic gas. And we can't have that. The gay and lesbian lifestyle is the preferred lifestyle that doesn't destroy the planet. In fact, it's the only sustainable lifestyle. And they'll run around and lie and deceive. Now, I know that's absurd on its face, because how could it be sustainable when you can't even replace yourself? But don't worry. Science can fix that. Just give them time, money, and effort, and they'll create test tube babies kind of thing. So it sounds crazy, sounds sci-fi, sounds psychotic, but that's the direction they're going. And they're pushing for that at every turn. Any sex that violates God's laws is good sex. And then the procreative, God-given blessings and responsibilities will be sidelined. Now, good will be called evil. Evil will be called good. So suffice it to say, I don't know if the church is going to separate from the Boy Scouts today or whether it'll be sometime down the road. I can't answer that. My guess is, though, they've already started and they will continue to create their own worldwide program that makes sense for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And eventually they will jettison, or the Boy Scouts will jettison the church. However you want to, there will be a separation. Exactly when, I don't know. The reason is because they don't just want coexistence. They want to indoctrinate. And pretty soon, if you don't believe me, go look at the Girl Scouts. The faith-based churches have not been near as involved in the Boy Scout or the Girl Scouts as they have the Boy Scouts. And the Girl Scouts is already shanghaied. The Girl Scouts is already controlled by Planned Parenthood and other sinister organizations. You don't believe me? They got sex ed going on through Planned Parenthood and the Girl Scouts, folks. Yeah, when you buy those Girl Scout cookies, you're funding Planned Parenthood in part in abortion clinics, folks. The biggest killer for blacks in America today is abortions. Did you know that? Okay, so this really goes down the road of an agenda here. And it's not fine for these people to coexist, Kurt. If they would coexist with us, we could deal with them. We could appropriately agree to disagree, be treated equally before the law, and have the idea of self-determination and the right of conscience. That's not acceptable to these people. And therefore, there will eventually be a split. Mark my words. That's just my opinion. I don't speak for the church, but you asked a question, and there's my long, but hopefully educational answer. Your thoughts, Kurt?
You know, I was, as I saw this, and of course, as I've listened, and, you know, I always appreciate your in-depth analysis. I really can't think of anything else that I would add to it. I mean, you've really gone through exactly what I think is happening, and we've seen this in so many institutions, you know, so many situations. Even, you know, the NEA, the National Education Association, and so many, you know, grand institutions, when they were, I think, instituted, most of them, you know, they had wonderful plans, wonderful goals, etc. And just, it seems like one by one they get, you know, hijacked, shanghaied, whatever you want to call it.
And, I agree.
And yet, so many times you want to just say, hey, why don't you guys just start the gay Boy Scouts of America, or the homosexual, you know, crowd?
No, they don't want
whatever.
That. But, and no, let me tell you why they don't want that. Because they don't want to be like the second Boy Scout organization, or the extreme alternative weird one. They want to take over the quote, main one. See, that's part of their indoctrination. Because really what they want you to do is they want you to start the Christian Boy Scouts. And then they're like, we're the normal Boy Scouts. You guys are the Christian ones. You guys are the ones that want to populate and ruin the planet. You guys are the breeders, and we're the good guys. Okay, this is a whole agenda. And if you don't believe me, go study Planned Parenthood. Go study Margaret Sanger. Go study a lot of these organizations, and you'll find out they've been very sinister from the very beginning. Okay, talk about a racist group. Planned Parenthood is as racist as you can get. Okay, but behind a lot of these, you know, nice sounding names like Fair and Equity for Gay and Lesbians or whatever you want to say are these sinister groups, Kurt. And behind this big push for this gay agenda, believe it or not, is NAMBLA. Now, most people don't even know what NAMBLA is, but it's the Man, Boy, Gay Love Association kind of thing. It's international in scope.
North American Man-Boy Love Association. But, you know, I mean, they certainly don't want to just stop at North America.
Well, they've got the North American one, then they got, like, European ones. It's kind of like how they want to push for this global dominance, governmentally speaking. They want regionals teaming up together to create global. Anyway, what I'm telling you is that's behind this stuff, Kurt. And most people don't know, but they've already codified a lot of this agenda in international or United Nations charters and laws. We just don't know it yet because we've been kind of shielded in America here. But once we bust onto the global scene, we will be beat into submission over these laws. whether we've ratified them or not. So what I'm telling you is there is a satanic agenda here. And that's why I say your rank and file don't even realize it. Your next door neighbor that, you know, woke up one day and decided that he was gay and then said, I've known this ever since I was born. And he's not an evil person.
You know, and it's not that different from, you know, for example, the insiders or the, you know, real king men or the Republicans or the Democrats. You know, you got your rank and file Republicans who, hey, man, they're good souls. They're like, well, heck, you know, all we need to do is work a little harder and we'll get the right guys in next time. And yet, you know, there's the, you know, Boehners and the McConnells and the, you know, even guys who you've never even heard of that are behind the scenes that are basically, hey, they pull the strings. And that's so much the same way this works, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You know, and so I don't mean to be rude, but I want people to understand this. There are sinister organizations behind all this that have real hostile agendas, and they do not believe that your views can coexist with theirs. You might ignorantly think that. I might ignorantly think that. But it doesn't make it true. And that's kind of the point here, Kurt, that I want to kind of hammer home in this discussion is, that's why it's hard for the Republicans to see, oh man, we can't make a difference. Because you know what? Their reference point is we want to be accommodating. We want to be kind. We want to work together. We're not racist. We're not bigots. We don't hate someone even if they make a choice to be gay. We think their choice is wrong, but we don't want to persecute them or bring harm to them. We want to coexist and be kind and gentle. But that's not how the leadership is. Same thing with this global warming thing, Kurt. Look, if you don't believe that global warming is here, you are an enemy, and there is no way to coexist. Okay, and ultimately, there is no way to coexist between God and Satan's plan either. And that's really what this boils down to. These are just battle fronts that relate to the same war that began in heaven, folks. Go read your Bible if you don't believe me. Okay, pro-life versus pro-death. Can those coexist, Kurt? No. How do they coexist? Same thing with the gay and lesbian agenda versus the heterosexual or God-given agenda. Okay, they cannot coexist. All right? You either believe God's in charge of the temperature or man's destroyed it, and, well, they want to replace God, see, with government. All right, quick pause. Sam and Kurt, News the Networks Refused to Use, got a bunch of stories straight ahead on your radio.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1,200-millimeter coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
With autumn in the air, It's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby. So, anyway, I don't mean to go on forever about my monologue on sinister agendas, but you got to understand what's behind this, folks. And most folks are being played for suckers on this. They don't get it. They don't understand it. Okay? Now, let me tell you something else here. They want you to believe that the eugenics movement and the gay movement are at opposite ends of the spectrum. It isn't true. Okay? It isn't true. Okay? The bottom line here is Satan doesn't care what road he puts you on. As long as it's not the right road, he's cool. Right? That's what you got to understand. And that's the problem with the discussion, is that they're so full of deception. But it doesn't matter how deceived you are. As long as you're rolling down the wrong road, Satan's plenty happy. And that's what this battle is about. All right, so Kurt asks a simple question. Sam launches into a monologue regarding the evils of sinister agendas. There you go. All right, Dateline Oklahoma Supreme Court. Speaking of sinister agendas, Kurt.
Well, that's right, Sam. It looks like, there's more activity there with the Oklahoma boys. Their Supreme Court has now reaffirmed a 7-2 decision that the Ten Commandments, the monument on the state capitol grounds is unconstitutional and it must be removed. They say the state's highest court issued this order. Not too much tolerance going on there, denying us a rehearing that was requested by Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt. Seemed like even the governor was on that. But Chief Justice John Rafe, he wrote in a concurring opinion that justices carefully considered the arguments from the Attorney General on behalf of the Oklahoma Capital Preservation Commission and found nothing to merit a rehearing. Here's what they said. The Ten Commandments monument in this case does explicitly display and articulate ideas that directly pertain to the Judeo-Christian system of religion, he wrote. Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it, Sam? In the days of old, if you were to censor, certain things or even get rid of certain books from schools, they'd call it book burning and censorship, etc. Now, if there's any of this stuff, hey man, it's got to be out of there. There were four separate opinions written by the justices, they say, in the majority, who agreed the monument is unconstitutional, along with those judges are really wanting to protect the Constitution, along with a dissenting opinion from Justice Doug Combs that totaled 60 pages. They say since the original monument was erected back in 2012, kind of interesting it was only back then, several other groups have asked to put up their own monuments on the Capitol grounds. By the way, Sam, you remember when we visited that one small town, where was it, Illinois, and their old building that they used for their, you know, city center, boy, it ported the Ten Commandments right out there, and it sure had them from a long time ago.
Yeah, pretty anyway, soon they'll have to have a satanic one put up, Kurt.
Well, that's exactly right. Now they've got a group that wants to erect a 7-foot-tall statue that depicts Satan as Baphomet. I'm not sure if I said that right. They say it's a goat-headed figure with horns, wings, and a long beard. A Hindu leader in Nevada, an animal rights group, and the satirical Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster have also made requests. So, you know, it's, man, I'll tell you what, it's an interesting world we live in, huh, Sam?
Yeah, but are you surprised at this, Kurt?
No, no, I'm not.
Okay, the Supreme Court taking down the Ten Commandments, the gay and lesbian agenda, promoting this, and, you know, causing problems with the Boy Scouts. Look, all these people are coordinated, Kurt. It's God versus Satan, and it's very clear.
That's right.
And it's becoming more clear every day, and I submit to you that we haven't even seen how clear it will become. Okay, both sides are becoming more and more organized. The difference between the two is becoming more and more obvious. The gulf between the two, absolutely greater every second. And it's going to do nothing but escalate, Kurt. Write it down.
You could almost call it the wheat and the tares. You know?
Well, you could exactly call it that, except they're not growing together too much anymore. You're starting to be able to know which is which.
Yeah, you can pick them out.
Mm-hmm. All right, Dateline video shows, Kurt. See, this is why the global warming folks and the people who believe that God's in charge of the climate and they're at odds, Kurt, and they'll never be able to work together.
Well, you know, Hillary was speaking, Sam, and of course, you know, she always likes to hang out in the middle of the country where the, you know, the good folks of America are. Well, not really, but I mean, she does go there for events, if you will, and she was spotted in Des Moines, Iowa. And she had just given a big old, what they call the climate change agenda. She announced the details of her big initiative to tackle the whole climate change. She called it one of the most urgent threats of our time. And, you know, to explain how she feels it's so urgent, etc. I guess she was spotted, Sam, by an individual climbing aboard what they call a French-built Dassault Falcon 900B. Now, this little airplane is what they call a 19-seat jet, private jet. By the way, it burns 347 gallons of fuel per hour, and it costs a little less than $6,000 an hour to rent. By the way, the itineraries, they say, are secret because the owner has asked the FAA to withhold flight plans from the public. Now, like you would ask, if you asked them for that same thing, I'm sure the FAA would do it for you as well.
No problem,
now,
Mr. Bushman.
By the way, when she spoke there at the Des Moines Area Rapid Transit Central Station, you know, all around her, they had these bikes all around hanging on the walls and et cetera, you know, so you could just know, hey, this is what you got to be looking for. You normal people, you know, get yourself a bike and, maybe walk. I mean, those are your two options, bike or walk. By the way, you know, she didn't say this, but, you know, she showed this by basically getting on the plane. 15 seconds of video, I guess, showed as she got on, somebody was holding a big black umbrella over her head to shield her from the falling rain. You know, anyway, bottom line is Hillary's going to take care of the planet, Sam. And
you got to understand, though, this is nothing more than a page out of the Al Gore playbook, Kurt, which is, you know what?
Exactly.
These rules apply to thee and not for me.
Yeah.
And, you know, we hear Bill Clinton took like these long showers and stopped Air Force One and it cost, you know, whatever per minute dollar wise or whatever. And But, you know, Bill Clinton, Al Gore, all these people run around in these expensive jets and just absolutely destroy the environment because they believe that somehow they've been appointed by the cosmos, Kurt.
Well, yeah.
To rule over you. And, sure. I mean, after all, you'd destroy yourself if it wasn't for them. And even though they fly around in these expensive helicopters and waste all this fuel and destroy the environment, I mean, it's really nothing compared to the well, first off, Kurt, you breed, okay? And so because you're a breeder and you create all these mouths to feed and all these people that ruin the environment and destroy, you know, the health of us all, they've got to stop you from your own self. I mean, they've been kind of...
That's right.
Well, thank heavens that Mother Nature sees fit to put them in a position to stop you from your own demise, Kurt.
Yep.
And the demise of everybody around you, too, by the way.
Yeah. I mean, they've gone from 2 to 1, you know, so they're breaking it back, you know, only, you know, I mean, she said, she pledged that if she wins the presidency, she's going to make sure America has 500 million solar panels installed within 4 years. Now, you'll find that in the Constitution. That's an important part of it, of course. She also promised to launch a program that would bring enough renewable power production online to power every single home in America.
See, and I don't mean to be rude, but she's so ignorant she can't even have an intelligent discussion about this.
Well,
okay, the fact is,
Sam,
these wind and these
what
sun.
They want to hear.
Look, the wind and sun and all these natural solutions aren't even sustainable. They've even got a commercial on the top of the hour news that says, hey, apply for your government subsidy and get your solar installed today. After all, the government subsidy might end soon.
Hurry up fast. Yeah.
Now, all they'll do is double it next year, and more people will realize the truth. And so people are just deceived by this carrot stick deception of the federal government. These power generating options are not sustainable, Kurt. They're just not.
Yep. This isn't, by the way, though, first time she's used this about $6,000 an hour plane. Used it back in March when she spoke at a couple of appearances for a bank in Vancouver, whereas she was paid a little less than $300,000 for her appearance. And, of course, it probably covers travel as well, Sam. You know?
Yeah, Bill gets $600,000 when he speaks. So, hey, if they just speak together, they can do $1 million per speech. Oh, they can't be together, though. They better speak at different times. All right, there you have it. 1 hour in the can, second hour coming up. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live, syndicated by LibertyNewsRadio.com and by RepublicBroadcasting.org. We the people can restore America, ladies and gentlemen, but you've got to get involved. After all, this nation shall endure.